वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 32 कैंटो 10 रीडिंग द लास्ट वर्ड्स ऑफ द चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 22 न पराये अहम् निरबध्य संयुजम् साधुकृत्यम् विबुध आयुषा अपि या अभजान् दूरजरा गेह शृङ्खलः संवृश्च्य तत् वह प्रतियातु साधुना न पराये हम निरबध्य संयुजाम स्वसाधुकृत्यम विबुधायुषाप्य वह यामाभाजन् दुरजार गेह श्रृंखला संवृश्य तद्वह प्रतियातु साधुना न परायहं निरवध्य संयुजाम स्वसाधुकृत्यं विबुधायुषापि वह यभाभाजं दुरजरगेह श्रृङ्खलः संवृश्य तद्वः प्रतियातु साधुना न परायहं निरवध्य संयुजाम स्वसाधुकृत्यं विबुधायुषापि यमाभाजन् दुरजरा गेह श्रृङ्खलः संवृश्य तद्वः प्रतियातु साधुना संयुजम् संवृश्य तद्वा प्रतियातु साधुना न पारयेहं निरवध्य संयुजम् स्वसाधुकृत्यं विबुधायुषापि वः यभाभाजन् दुर्जर गेह श्रृङ्खलः संवृश्य तद्वा प्रतियातु साधुना न पारयेहं निरवध्य संयुजम् स्वसाधुकृत्यं विबुध्याशापि वः यमाभाजन् चरके कला संप्रेष्य तद्वा प्रतियातु साधुना लेडीज
न पारयेहं निरवध्य संयुजम् स्वाधुकृत्यं विबुधायुषापि यवः यमाभाजन्तुर्जरगेह श्रृङ्खलः samvrishya tadva pratiyatu sadhur.
Na, not. Paraye, am able to make. Aham, I. Nirabadhya samyujam. To those who are completely free from deceit. So sadhu krityam, proper compensation. Vibuddha ayusha, with a lifetime as long as that of demigods. Api, although. Vaha, to you. Yaha, who. Ma, me. Abhajan, have worshipped. Durajara, difficult to overcome. Geha shrinkhalaha, the chains of household life. Samvrishya, cutting. That. Vah, of you. Pratiyatu, let it be returned. Sadhuna, by the good activity itself. Translation proposed by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within the lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Purport. The translation and word-to-word meanings from this verse are taken from Sri Prabhupada's English rendering of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 4.180. In conclusion, the gopis became eternally glorious by their behavior in the Lord's temporary absence. And the mutual love between them and the Lord was wonderfully enhanced. This is the perfection of Krishna and his loving devotees. We shall now read the summary of this chapter called The Reunion. This chapter describes how Sri Krishna manifested himself in the midst of the gopis, who had become extremely disturbed by their separation from him. After he consoled them, they expressed to him their deep feelings of ecstasy. The gopis, having shown in various ways their great eagerness to see Krishna, the attractor of Cupid, he appeared before them wearing silken yellow garments and a beautiful flower garland. Some of the gopis, overwhelmed with ecstasy at seeing him, grasped his hands. Others placed his arm over their shoulders. And others accepted the remnants of betel nut he had chewed. Thus they served him. One gopi, impelled by loving anger toward Krishna, bit her lip and looked askance at him. Because the gopis were so attached to Krishna, they were not satiated even by continuously gazing at him. One of them then placed Krishna within her heart, closed her eyes, and embracing him within herself again and again, became absorbed in transcendental bliss, just like a yogi. In this way, the pain the gopis had felt because of separation from the Lord was dispelled. Next, Lord Krishna went to the bank of the Yamuna in the company of the cowherd girls, his internal potencies. The gopis then made a seat for Krishna out of their shawls, and after he had sat down, they enjoyed with him by gesturing amorously. The gopis still felt hurt that Krishna had disappeared. So he explained to them why he had done so. He further told them that he had come under the exclusive control of their loving devotion and would ever remain indebted to them.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
This is the second last of the Rasa Panchadhyaya. Tomorrow we shall be reading about the Rasa dance. Prabhupada has a very straightforward and rather funny analogy regarding our ability to understand Krishna. He compares the conditioned souls attempts to understand Krishna, something like the frog in the well trying to understand the Atlantic Ocean. Krishna is unlimited, and we are infinitesimal. That means in physics it tends to zero. It's not zero, but it is at least tends to zero. Another one tends to infinity. So, certainly, a conditioned soul like myself trying to talk about Krishna's rasa dance is like a frog, at best. Doctor Frog, to be more specific. Because Prabhupada said it was a doctor. Doctor Frog trying to understand the vastness, immenseness, and the glories of the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. Krishna is ocean, Karuna Sindhu. But yet, it is so beautiful, having said that, that we are not shying away from discussing this. As the previous speakers have beautifully, all the four speakers before, being Radha Gopinath Prabhu himself, it was a very classic way to start, such a beautiful way to start, orienting beautifully our consciousness to allow these very esoteric details of Krishna's love with his dearmost devotees gradually come to a level where we can I would not say the word understand them, because actually they cannot be understood, but It's like one of those things that the more you try to understand, and then you say, okay, I don't understand. The famous example comes to my mind is about when Radhanath Swami came after the departure of 8 of our dear devotees of the congregation in an air crash mishap which took place at Nepal. And with 8 devotees going at one stroke, that was a very trauma, a big trauma not only for the immediate family, but for the extended family of Radha Gopinath. Everyone was brought to tears. Practically everybody was crying in their hearts. And Maharaj did come from America and knowing the emergency of the situation. And then, you know, he gave 3 beautiful classes on the subject. And ultimately, we were all waiting for Maharaj to make us understand how this happened and why it happened, Maharaj. And he told us in so many wonderful ways that we cannot understand. That we just cannot understand. So there is no, it's not that we have to understand everything, because in the modern scheme of things, we must understand everything, right? That's like our egoistic thing, you know, we must understand every molecule of nature, every phenomena of this material world, we must understand Krishna. But it's like, even on a basic level, after years and years and years of scientific advancement, can any scientist of the world say they have understood the cell? The basic life form in this creation is the cell, one cell, which is about sometimes 3 or 4 microns. The RBC, the red cells, are about 7 microns. Can we understand one cell? The answer is definitely no. We don't understand even the natural phenomena taking place in the cell of the human body, or no matter any cell of any living species. We can at best only try to manipulate and change things here from there. Take one gene out of one species and put that gene into another species, and we do some manipulation. It's like putting a chair from this room to a chair to that room and change the configuration of the chairs in that room. And changing some things here also. We can only manipulate, but we cannot create life. We do not know how to deal with life properly still. So here we are in the robotic age, in the jet age, the age of computers. We have not understood one cell still properly. And then we are trying to understand the person who made the cell. That is Krishna. And what to talk of all the infinite variegatedness of things which he has done in this world. He has created the whole creation. The vastness of which is something which is unfathomable. No human telescope can see beyond the limits of this universe. Right? And there are millions of billions of universes, all made by not Krishna, but Mahavishnu. Right? And Mahavishnu is way beyond those universes. We cannot even begin to understand what is his dimensions, his glory. And he's just a kala, amsha kala of Sri Krishna. So obviously we are strongly reminded again and again through the Shastras that we cannot understand Krishna. He is not an object for understanding. He is an object of surrender. He is an object of love. He is an object of acceptance to a simple heart of faith. He is not someone who has to be understood. Yes, at the same time, we try to understand Krishna to the extent we can. And that does not deprive us of understanding Him to whatever extent we can. But we know that he is not understandable. And Krishna himself says, Nama Vidu Suragana. Even the great demigods cannot understand me. Prabhavamsa Maharishaya. The great rishis cannot understand me. So Krishna himself has said very clearly, the Maharishis cannot understand me. And of course, we are not in Maharishis. We are Kaliyugites. Rishis, we are crazies here. So Krishna is very clear that we cannot understand him. Yet we have the opportunity to understand this beautiful Leela, where now Krishna is with in the realm of Vrindavan, the beautiful land of love, where Krishna exhibits his most intimate loving pastimes with his most intimate loving devotees. And they have just sung in Krishna's intense absence of seeing him the most beautiful song ever sung. There are many beautiful songs which will be sung in the past, present and future, but no song which will be more glorious than the song sung by the gopis, the Gopi Gita. The song of the most exalted for the most exalted. Therefore it is the most exalted song. And now, Krishna having been in their absence for a while, and Krishna of course explains why he did that. That is there, it is given here. Why Krishna does not immediately reciprocate with the devotees. Sometimes Krishna's devotees, like ourselves, after a few years of bhakti, may feel a little impatient about the attacks of Maya constantly harassing our heart. And we get troubled with the fact that how is it that we are not still able to overcome our lower nature? How is it we are still struggling with our inferior consciousness when we have been exposed to something so brilliant and beautiful as the science of bhakti, which we are trying to do with whatever capacity we have? So we find that there is maybe not enough reciprocation coming through the process. The answer is given here. Why Krishna stayed away from the gopis for a while, and why we may not feel that thing in our heart. The reason I do not immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, O dear gopis, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then lost it, and who thus becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yethamam prapadyante tam sarva bhajami aham." This purport will help us to gain, if you hear this purport properly, it will bless us with a particular quality, which is a part of surrendering process. Utsan is chaidharyas, is a process of surrender. So the quality of patience, dhairas, is what can come as a blessing by hearing this purport properly. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yethamam prapadyante tam sadhava bhajami aham." As people approach me, I reciprocate with them accordingly. This is Krishna's eternal promise for all times to come. Yet, even if the Lord is approached by someone with devotion, to intensify the devotee's love, the Lord may not immediately reciprocate fully. In fact, the Lord is truly reciprocating. After all, a sincere devotee always prays to the Lord, please help me to love you purely. This is a devotee's prayer, a sincere devotee's prayer. Therefore, the Lord's so-called neglect is actually the fulfillment of the devotee's prayer. Lord Krishna intensifies our love for him by apparently separating himself from us. And the result is that we achieve what we really wanted and prayed for, intense love for the Absolute Truth Krishna. Thus, Lord Krishna's apparent negligence is actually his thoughtful reciprocation and the fulfillment of our deepest and purest desire. This happens many times in ISKCON. There apparently, seemingly simple-looking devotees, not necessarily forefront, frontline, apparently active and doing
The performing devotees, what you call, the performing devotees, may not be them, maybe somebody else. But suddenly you find at the time of death, they exhibit such intense devotion to Krishna, such feelings of pure love, that it makes even the Swamis of our movement bow down their heads at their feet, even if that person is in a woman's body. So we know that if you are not feeling something very ecstatic about Krishna consciousness now, you simply have to continue. And the results are there for us. They are being stored and they will be revealed oftentimes by Krishna towards at our final exam. We may not get our markings every few months, but we get the markings in the end. So, how do we really understand this beautiful leela which is going on here? Krishna has come, the gopis are going to be expressing their love for him, and because they are reading about Madhurya Ras, conjugal love, they are reciprocating in a particular way. Each rasa will reciprocate in a particular way. A person in the Das Bhav or Vatsalya Bhav will deal in a particular way. So everyone is going to act according to his nature. Love is expressed as per their nature. Nishodha Mai is going to approach Krishna and respond in a particular way. Right? So there is to be an understanding that each devotee will have his unique way of expressing his love for Krishna. We are not talking about all of us becoming gopis. That's in the least the goal of our Krishna consciousness, to become a gopi in Vrindavan. That's not at all we are here for. And if we are thinking that, then we are in a big misconception that Krishna consciousness movement is ultimately to make people gopis in Vrindavan. That's not what we are here for at all. That would be absolutely tending towards Jabhav. Right? But we are here to worship. We are here to glorify. We are here to deeply appreciate the pure, selfless love which is exhibited to the fullest extent by the residents of Vrindavan. Whether it is a humble peacock, a blade of grass, a monkey, a tree, a gopa or a gopi. Because everyone in Vrindavan is imbued with this ecstatic love of the same nature. But a grass exhibits that nature in a particular way, based on its own body, as a grass. But it is the same selfless love. Or rock exhibits in a particular way, or a tree in a particular way. So even in this world, we need to understand, as practicing devotees, that this phenomena of expressing love based on our nature will exist. And that gives us a broader understanding of Krishna consciousness, because we understand that even a mother who is never going to be a big book distributor, and we are in book distribution month this month, and we are all trying to do big scores, and we should, and all of us are trying in our own small way to distribute as many hundreds of books as possible, yet there will be amongst us people who are not going to distribute any book. A mother, for example, with a 1-year-old kid who's, you know, expecting 10 feeds in the night. It cannot, obviously, the mother cannot go out standing Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. And yet she is going to exhibit her love for Krishna by raising the child in Krishna consciousness. Or an intense, strong, ambitious businessman may express his devotion by doing business for Krishna. And he may really apparently chase money, but his heart may not be understood by all of us, that he wants to give the money for Krishna's beautiful ever-expanding projects. He may not ever give a single Bhagavatam class. So each one is going to give, a student may express his devotion to Krishna by studying for Krishna. So all of us are going to express love for Krishna in individualistic ways. And that's important to understand as a congregation. Just like in Vrindavan, everyone is expressing it in a particular way. And here we are talking about the gopis, so expecting in a particular way. But please understand that within that gopi bhav is a strong element of foundation of das bhav. So here they're giving Krishna a place to sit. Now they're compared to yogis here. See the glory of the gopi's love, that the yogis after intense meditation are able to somehow or the other, with great effort after thousands of years, bring that same Krishna to sit on the altar of their heart. And even then they may only see the Lord's 400 form. And that takes millions of years to achieve. Vanthast koti shata vatsara sampragamyo vayuratapi muni pungavana. To approach Krishna's lotus feet or even the effulgence of his nail takes millions of years. So who would have the audacious feeling that I can approach Krishna directly when he's not even in a minuscule of a yogi? Right? So the fact is that to approach Krishna is a very, very far off thing. It's a very distant thing. Practically, Krishna is inaccessible. Is inaccessible person. There are three realms. The realm of Vrindavan is a real world, but an inaccessible world. And Brahma himself is confessing in the last shloka, Virala Katipaye, it is rarely achieved. So the land of Krishna Loka is a real world, but it is an inaccessible world. And we shall never try to make this audacious, arrogant feeling in our heart to approach Vrindavan directly, because we will never get entry into that place. We cannot even enter into the planet of the demigods directly. What do we talk of entering into Krishna Loka? Even if you enter Indra Loka, you know, like Trishanku, you'll be thrown back. So we can, you know, we cannot barge into any place in this world just like that. In the least of all, Krishna Loka. You cannot. But there's a very special revelation as to how to approach Krishna Loka. How to approach these leelas. How to understand Krishna doing these wonderful pastimes. And that is the exclusive domain of Lord Chaitanya. We are so fortunate in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya that we have the very safe and the very powerful means of directly approaching Krishna through Lord Chaitanya. We access in Krishna directly. Now, the word English word direct is incorrect in this regard. When we say direct means no one in between. The direct road from here to whatever, Baroda, Pune. But in Krishna consciousness, directness means going through the pure via media. That is direct. And the pure via media to understand Rasa Leela is Lord Chaitanya. Because he is the person who is in full-fledged Krishna himself. Not only Krishna himself, but the full glory of Sri Radha. So in worshipping Lord Chaitanya, we have the very safe means of accessing the grace of Sri Krishna. And therefore, we have been given by our acharyas more important than Vrindavan in Kali Yuga, which, please remember, when Prabhupada said, is going to diminish in power. The Kali Yuga forces will not even spare Braj Bhumi, and we are already seeing that today. That is being wheeled over, it has been covered over to a large extent already by now. But the only dham in the entire creation which will flourish by leaps and bounds to manifest Krishna's glory ever increasingly and more is Sri Dham Mayapur. Yes, Rajilas Prabhu is here. Hare Krishna. Mayapur Vasi. So, the bus to Vrindavan starts at Mayapur. At Navadvip. And the second realm of reality. I talked about the inaccessible real world. Then we have the accessible real world. It's not a reflection, but it is real. It's a world which is given to us by Lord Chaitanya, the world of Navadvip. Now please remember here that everything in the world is created by Krishna, including Vrindavan, Bhama Vrindavan. There's only one place in the creation which is created by Sri Radha's hand, and that is Navadvip Dham. And we have to approach the Shaktiman through the Shakti. That is our Siddhanta. We will never go to the Shaktiman directly. We'll always go Radha Krishna Lakshmi Narayan. Surya through the Surya Kirana, to sunlight. Right? So we'll only be able to access Vrindavan through that place which is created by the Shakti of Krishna. And the Ladini Shakti of Krishna has created Sri Navadvip Dham for Krishna's pleasure. So we will all be very safely housed at the feet of Srimati Radharani when we are at Navadvip. And if we just worship Lord Chaitanya powerfully with devotion, therefore Acharyas have told us, bhajo bhajo bhai, Chaitanya nitai sudrida vishwashakori. Let our firm faith be at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Because they are our access to Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, Radha Krishna paite nai. Clearly they say, paite nai. You cannot access them. Only through Chaitanya Nityananda, we can access them. And therefore we find that the same esoteric leelas which we are reading about today and tomorrow, for the last 5 days, are also being reflected in Navadvip Dham in a very special place. As I said, we have three worlds. The real accessible world, inaccessible world of Vrindavan, but the real pure transcendental abode, which is accessible world to all of us conditioned souls, is Navadvip. And this world which you see around us, the accessible but the unreal world. This is accessible world, but it's unreal. Why? Because it is by nature always temporary. It is always pralayate. It always gets destroyed by pralaya. Right? So then we have to go from the real, from the, you know, this world which is supposed to be like the real world we think of, but actually the unreal world. Through that we first go to the accessible real world of Navadvip, and then that to Vrindavan. So therefore we find that the same Rasa Leela which we'll read tomorrow, difficult to understand, as I already said before, and many people have said before also. But it is so easy and so pure to approach that same Leela as taking place in Navadvip. Where? As Srivas Angan. Srivas Angan is the Rasa Mandal of Vrindavan in Navadvip. The same exact Leelas which Krishna enacted with his gopi friends in Bamsivata, in Vrindavan, at the bank of Yamuna, are being enacted by Lord Chaitanya with the same devotees in Srivas Angan. Please remember, it is the same people are also there. Lalita is there, Vishakha is there, as in this Leela. Somebody held Krishna's hand and put it on his shoulder, somebody had took Krishna's betel nut and chewed it, and somebody put Krishna's hand, lotus feet on their lap. All these are described by Chakravarti Thakur, as to who these gopis already are. And among them are Lalita, Vishakha, Chandravali, Saibya, Padma, and Sri Radha. The same people are there. But it is so easy to approach Lalita Sakhi as Rup Damodar Goswami. It is so beautiful to approach Ramananda Rai, who is actually the embodiment of Vishakha Sakhi's love. Right? So we can see that with a very special purpose, only for the Kaliyuga mortals like us, Krishna has access, made the whole Vrindavan and the Braj Leela available to all of us, but performing the same Leelas in Navadvip. As you find, Srivas Angan is a place where Krishna performs Rasa Leela as Lord Chaitanya. How? What is the transformation of Rasa Leela in this world? Prabhupada said that is Kirtan. A pure Kirtan of which glorifies Krishna is the same as the Rasa Leela. And therefore the only activity taking place in Srivas Angan is constant Nam Bhajan, Nam Kirtan. And even Lord Chaitanya said, why are we sleeping in the night? Now we spend the day sometimes doing our work, and in the night we do spend sleeping. So let's stop sleeping. Why don't we have kirtan all day and all night? So for one full year, 365 days, there was constant kirtan at Shiva's Angan. And the same ecstasy of love which Krishna experiences in Vrindavan were experienced by Lord Chaitanya at Shiva's Angan. And just like Ras Leela is a very intimate, private place where even Lord Shiva cannot enter, where Lakshmi cannot enter, Narad cannot enter, they just can't enter this place. Imagine Lakshmi, the goddess of love, the wife of Narayan, she can't enter Vrindavan. Similarly, even Shiva Sangha is not for everybody. So only Thakur Haridas, Mukunda, Advaita Acharya, Sarva Damodar Goswami, of course Shiva Thakur and his intimate family, Sachi Mata, and only a few handful devotees were there, but the same ecstasies were revealed by Lord Chaitanya. So that is kirtan in perfection. But Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he did not just perform kirtan at Shiva's Angan. He has come. What is kirtan? Krishna kirtan is the manifestation of a process which is able to access Krishna's pure love. But Lord Chaitanya is giving, as Lord Chaitanya, the same love which we are hearing about today, which is expressed by the gopis, the same love, the same type of love, the same nature of love, is being available to every mortal. The same place where Shiva was denied to enter, the same place where Narada was denied to enter, the same place where Lakshmi was denied to enter, is a thing which is now going to be available to every Chinese, African, Parsi, Muslim, Sikh, everybody in this entire creation will access, every animal, not even Parsi, Sikh, every plant and every bacteria, every living being of this creation will access this for the next 10,000 years. Imagine the glory of Lord Chaitanya. What Mahadev cannot get into, we can get into. Through kirtan. And therefore, for the very first time, when Lord Chaitanya decided to do this, he broke open all barriers towards those safeguards, chains, which were guarding the love of Vrindavan. To the first kirtan in a public performance, when he marched from Navadvip Dham to the house of Qazi, Chand Qazi, which is Simulia. Simulia is same as Mathura. Just like Krishna went towards Mathura and killed Kamsa, he went and marched towards Chand Qazi, who is also Kamsa. Right? And this time, there was millions of people with mashals. All demigods were participating. Every Yavan was also participating, who were soldiers. Right? And the same flood of love, which is overflowing in Braj, started overflowing in Navadvip. The same flood of love. So for us, devotees, practicing devotees, we are getting the mercy of the gopis as the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, this person was inaccessible, as I said before. We are not going to access anybody from Braj. It's not possible. Krishna has kept it very, very secretive and very private. But the same Rupa Goswami has come, Rupavati has come as Rupa Goswami. And when she comes as Rupa Goswami, she makes that love which she feels in her own heart so accessible through her own books. She writes down in a pen and paper how you can access that love of Vrindavan through our own books, beginning from Vacho Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapastha Vegam. That is the road to Vrindavan. Because that road, starting from the first sloka of NOI, takes us in the, what is the last sloka, where does it take us to? It takes us to Sri Radha Kund, which is the place where she performs her bhajan, in one of those petals, of Ashtodala Sakhi. She resides there. She's telling us a systematic manual of how to access that same mercy of Vrindavan through a practical, doable process. Everything in the world has to have a process. To make a machine, there is a process. To heal a patient, there is a process. To make a medicine, there is a process. To wear your clothes, there is a process. Everything is a process. To similar to get love for Krishna also has to be a systematic process. The process is the process of bhakti. Bhakti is a process. It's not just a, you know, abstract science, not theoretical science. It's a process, it's a practical process to be performed. It's actual, it's a verb, it's not a noun. It's a thing which you do, it's a process, it's a doable thing. So the process is given a net of instruction. So once we really take that process to our hearts, then we should know that by accepting even the first loka with sincerity, we are already on the royal road to Vrindavan. Yeah. We are already doing 6 exchanges of love with the devotees. Dadati Pratikranati Guhimakati Prichati. 6 exchanges of love with devotees. We are all road to Vrindavan. By avoiding those 6 things which are supposed, not supposed to do, we are road to Vrindavan. By accepting the 6 favorable things, we are road to Vrindavan. So, and let us make this esoteric, very, very high thing to a level where we can understand and approach it. Rather than keeping it at the level which is so ethereal that it just remains in the clouds and we say, oh yeah, what to do, you know, it's so high. Yes, it is so high, but Lord Chaitanya has brought it down to our level for all these mortals of Kali Yuga. And the price of accessing that is only our Shraddha Matra Loin Den Paramo Ananda. With faith we accept this process, it will work. The process of Sharanagati. Sharanagati is not equal to surrender. Sharanagati has 3 components. The first is humility. The second is actual surrender. And the third is a sincere service attitude. When these 3 come together in a harmonious way in our practices of Krishna consciousness, because if you only have service attitude, you know, lot of seva, but it may be for egoistic goals, so then next humility absent. But lot of seva without surrender to authority, then surrender becomes a problem. So a beautiful harmony of surrender, sincere service attitude and genuine humility of the heart, that composite nature of the heart is cumulatively called as Sharanagati. And we can only access Krishna's grace through the process of this Sharanagati. When we surrender to the process which Rupa Goswami has given us with these 3 things in our heart, then we are going through Lord Chaitanya. Please remember, Rupa Goswami is reporting to whom? He is reporting to Lalita Sakhi. And then we know in that pastime where they were washing Krishna's temple, Jagannath's temple in Gundicha, and then one devotee came and, you know, started drinking, Charanamrita of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya when he was washing the feet, and then Mahaprabhu was very angry with this fellow. And he told Sotana, you're Bengali Vaishnav. Look at what he's doing. You know? So all Bengali Vaishnavas are assistants of Sri Damodar Goswami. So the entire Sampradaya Acharya ultimately is Lalita Sakhi, who is the boss of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And Sri Lalita Sakhi is reporting to and serving Sri Radha, who is ultimately serving Sri Krishna. So automatically by accepting this, we are in a mood of Das, Dasanu Das. Very simple. You don't have to really pretend to be something else or do something very different. This is Dasanu Das. So this is the process which we have been given. So in a very safe way to access Vrindavan through Navadvip. So let us strengthen our faith in Lord Chaitanya. Because that is a means of strengthening our faith in Krishna. Because if they are the same person, they are the same person. And there's a beautiful leela which depicts that. There's a simple Brahman wandering to Navadvip. When he was just a small boy, Nimai. And then he would come, you know, various places, wandering, and he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. You know the story, right? And Jagannath Mishra welcomed him nicely and made him, you know, gave a seat, washed his feet, spoke words of appreciation and love and worship. And then he said, okay, please now, you know, take prasad. And then of course, you know, so I eat only what, you know, whatever I cannot, I don't eat food from other people's hands. I make my own bhoga, offer to my Gopal, and then, you know, I take remnants. I said, okay, please go ahead, make your bhoga. And we know how every time he made the bhoga, the small boy, mischievous boy, dressed in 10 directions would come, and then snatch away their eyes and eat it. And then that story of hi, hi, that famous story of hi, hi. Oh, you spoiled my offering. Oh, make again, please. We're sorry for that. You made it again. Again, the small boy comes, eats it again. He said, hi, hi. Second time, it is, I don't want to make any offerings now. Just give me some fruits. Huh? No, 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 please. Vishwarup requested. Please, it's so bad. Brahman has come to a house, going empty stomach. Please, please. I beg of you. Vishwarup was, his love was indomitable. He couldn't overcome his request. He said, okay, make for the third time. And the same boy came again. Now the whole elaborate story is there. Everyone was sleeping and Nidra Devi came. Everyone was sleeping. The boy came again. Singing Gopal mantra. Ting, 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 ting. And again, you come again. What's wrong with you? He said, you're calling me. You're calling me. And they're telling, why are you coming again? I cannot resist your call of love. And then the small Nimai, who is Lord Chaitanya, revealed the eight-hand form of Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu together. One hand with Shankha Chakra Padma, flute, and just having some bhoga in his hand. He showed how he is the absolute truth. Chaitanya showed how he is Krishna himself. And how he went into ecstasy. He started crying. And not only that was shown, please remember, he showed him the whole of Vrindavan. Just behind, he saw in the small house, Sachimata's house, Jagannath's house, the whole Vrindavan manifested. Govardhan was there, Jamuna, beautiful with lotuses, was there, the peacocks were there, the trees of Kalpavriksha trees were there, the Chintamani Dham was there. Everything was revealed in the small room of Sachimata's small house. Navdeep manifesting Braj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifesting Krishna. Right? So this story is very instructive for all of us. If you simply worship Lord Chaitanya with faith, at least we must do. And how do we accept Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Through Naam. He has given us this means. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That is a means. That is a means. So, as I said before, our bus to Vrindavan will start from. So we must reach somewhere to reach Navadvip, right? But to take us to Navadvip, we have to go always through Calcutta. Either go by train or by plane, you can never reach Navadvip except through Calcutta. The city of Srila Prabhupada. So the means, our process is very esoteric. We must follow in the footsteps of a Brijbasi. To get Braja Prem, the type of love of the Braja, Brijbasis, we must go through a Brijbasi. Swargalokavasi or Pitralokavasi. Or, even a Vaikunthavasi cannot give Braja Prem, because if you can only give things which you have. If you don't have it, you can't give it. So Prabhupada is that person. He is a Brijbasi. He himself has said it. We are not speculating. We are not saying he is a Gopi or a Gopal. We are not saying that. We are not talking about those, controversial issues. But we know Prabhupada said that, I am from Vrindavan. I was sitting with Krishna one day. He told me, you go to this world. I said, Krishna, I don't go to this world. It's a terrible world. It's a horrible world. No saintly man wants to come in Kali Yuga over here. It doesn't make sense. I said, you just go and write your books. You just write some books and come back. The rest I will do. Right? We know the story is there. It's an authentic story. It's not a speculative story. Prabhupada said this, that he was with Krishna. And he was deputed, like just like employee gets deputed to Bahrain or Saudi or London for a project. So just go for 3 months and come back, right? This is a project. Prabhupada was deputed by Krishna to come to Bhumandal over here. He did his project for 81 years. And then he went back, and through that, what he has done? He has given books. The same books which carry the message of the road to Vrindavan are in this books which we adorn Prabhupada's Simhasan behind. So by faithfully accepting the message of those books, we are accessing the mercy of the gopis who come as a Goswamis. Because Prabhupada has studied all the Goswami literature and he has given it in a way which we can understand. Because if we were to read Ujjwala Nilamani directly of Rupa Goswami, we will go crazy. We will go mad. So you cannot even go to Rupa Goswami directly by eating Ujjwala Nilamani. We don't have an adhikar. It's as crazy as a KG class fellow reading a book of PhD. So we have to go to Rupa Goswami only through His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And it is so safe and yet so simple, but at the same time so profound. So our means of accessing Vrindavan, understanding these Leelas, will only come when we serve Prabhupada's instructions. We have been told by Radhanath Swami that for a practicing disciple, a practicing devotee, Krishna's flute, which is the primeval cause of the entire Leela, this whole Leela of Rasa Panchadhyaya starts from Krishna playing his flute. Right? So then, what is Krishna's flute for you and me? The spiritual master, who is a representative of Krishna, that flute manifests through his instructions, through his teachings, through his example. So by accepting that flute sound coming as instructions of Guru within our heart, and following it with utsaha, nischay, dhairas, and a mood of sharanagati, we are on the beautiful road to the holy land of Braja. And it will happen in due course of time, in this lifetime or next lifetime or a couple of other lifetimes. We don't know that. We don't even care in one sense, because we are on the right path. What is sometimes important to know is that we are on the right path. And the right path will, as long as you know you are driving the car on the right road, it takes 1 hour more or 5 hours more. As long as the right road, you don't care, you don't mind, because you have enough petrol and enough company of Vaishnavas to be on the way. You just keep on going, keep on moving, keep on moving. And as one Russian devotee was there the other day, we had a story. I think most of us know this, that this devotee was there and he had some terminal disease and on his deathbed. And, you know, people on the deathbed cannot speak lies. Because, you know, that's the nature of death. And everything is revealed. Everything is revealed. It's revealed. And then he just said, Prabhupada, I don't know what his exact words were. Maybe I'm saying something which is similar. He said, what did he say? Anyone remembers exact words? He said, Prabhupada did not cheat us. The process is working. Yeah, process is working, and Prabhupada is not cheating us. That was his last revelation. I was remembering today morning the story of simple story of a Prabhupada disciple called Sudama Vipra. He was also a Swami before. And then thing he was told, Prabhupada told that anybody who goes to Japan and preaches, I will come to pick him. Right? So he went to Japan and he preached. Whatever success he had, but in the process of preaching, he had his difficulties, and he fell apart for a while. He went away from Krishna consciousness, and then towards the end of his life, he realized he had some problem, some disease. He went back to his mother to stay back. You know, she would not accept him because, you know, you have given your life to ISKCON, so you know you should go back to your people. You know, so then he, with a heavy heart, he went back to the temple. And devotees were always so welcoming. They said, oh, you have come, very nice. So they housed him, took care of him. And then this was just a few days before he left his body. And the last thing he said, he just raised and said, Prabhupada, you have come. So we can see from all these beautiful stories that the process is working. We don't have to really worry. With full Shraddha, let us be on the path with complete sincerity, as Radhana Maharaj told us again and again and again. If you are sincere, if you are serious, I have no ulterior motives. Prabhupada's promise, we'll go, maybe in this lifetime. Right? So with this mood of Sharanagati in our hearts, we can pray that as we're reading this beautiful esoteric leelas of Krishna, to become even more committed. This leela should make us even more committed, and it is even more compelling to give up our lower nature, to give up our lust and greed. It is a challenge. These leelas are a challenge. Why is it a challenge? How long are we going to keep this envious nature of ours? Because we will not access Krishna's grace because we have envy. Is envy is keeping us away from Krishna. Why are we holding it so dear to our hearts? Let's give it up. Once and for all. Give up this stupid lust. Give up the stupid greed of this world. Give up this envy of other people who have more than us. Let's just give it up. Get rid of all that nonsense. And open our hearts to access Krishna's grace. Krishna is waiting for us. Sometimes he's waiting like this in Pandharpur, when my devotees will come. He's waiting for us. Jagannath is with hands open, is waiting for us. Let's respond to Krishna's beautiful call. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.